The Lord bless you, my dear ones, with courage and understanding and the ability to cleave to the Lord under all circumstances. Amen. I had a dream last night, and it was a terrible earthquake that happened in California, the big one, right along the San Andreas Fault, the one everyone is dreading. I was standing on the east side of the San Andreas Fault in Southern California. The earth was crumbling, first 20 feet, then 10 feet, then 3 feet in front of me, and I kept stepping backwards to try and avoid being swallowed into this hole, this great abyss that was opening up. And the ground was shaking violently, and a huge crumbled section broke off and fell into the abyss, and I woke up. It was very, very real. When I awoke, the Lord confirmed that it was a warning dream for California, especially for the heart dwellers who live in that very area. Our friends have known for years that they had to leave, but hadn't decided where to go yet. Well, I have to say, just about anywhere is better than where they are now. Just to give you an idea of what we may be facing, depending on how much intercession is devoted to it, Mike from around the world, who works for the government, and has been given permission to share many potential events with us, things he has hard knowledge about, has been informing his listeners of converging circumstances that we're facing right now. The most immediate and threatening to California is an incoming cluster of powerful pulses that have been increasingly hitting the Earth and other planets in our solar system. The ones that happened during this past week were responsible for the great upsurge of earthquakes and volcanoes. But the pulses that are coming now are 500 to 2,500 times stronger. And I've never seen anything like the frequency and strength of these earthquakes and numerous volcanoes that are popping up in different locations. And I want to make mention here that there have been a couple times that 9-point-something earthquakes have registered and then were immediately downgraded and then immediately disappeared. So I don't think we're getting all the facts. No one seems to know where these pulses are coming from, or if they know, they're not talking about it. In any case, everything in our solar system is getting superheated, including the core of our planet. And the movie 2012, the Lord told me, was very accurate of what was about to happen. Now, the Earth and all the planets get hotter and hotter by the day, and every planet has seen an increase in heat. The Earth itself is extremely restless. The molten core of nickel is now escaping into the crust of the Earth. There are literally fires beneath New York State area and gases that are burning beneath the surface. I think in mining areas like Pennsylvania and New York, I'm not too sure about the exact location. These fires have been burning for a very long time. No one's been talking about them. There are even spontaneous fires igniting underground without any provocation in different places around the world. And just recently we heard there is a volcano underneath New York City. In California, there are city-sized sinkholes forming. Can you imagine that? A whole city sinking into the earth before our very eyes? It is truly unimaginable. We know that there are incoming meteors and a mass of space debris that have been hitting the earth, starting forest fires for the last few months all around the world. If you watch the Two Preachers channel, they have a lot of videos about things that have been happening around the world that were very strange. Fires in places that just never had fires before. fires at the North Pole, or smoke at the North Pole, I should say. And also these pulses are igniting chemicals in the atmosphere. Just recently in China, there was a mammoth explosion at a PVC factory. As it turns out, the elements for making PVC are highly volatile at a certain stage of manufacturing. And China experienced a devastating explosion that was thought to be a nuclear attack at first. And other PVC plants were also exploding around the world, all because of these pulses. In addition, there is a 1,000-mile-long area of land that is rising from under the Atlantic Ocean, displacing water to the point where it is calculated to be 2 feet higher all the way around the world. My dear family, we are facing some very challenging times. There are many trials coming upon the world, and how much we pray will be weighed in the balance and prevent many catastrophes. The Lord is most concerned with souls being saved. His whole heart and mind are upon those who may perish in the many events approaching our world. What He is asking of you is prayer for the unsaved. He will always cover for you if you are about His business. Then, as I was pondering all of this and praying, a very special saint of God began speaking to my heart. Now you are beginning to get the picture of the cataclysmic events that are coming. The scope of destruction is beyond your ability to imagine. So many things will be affected and people will be beside themselves in fright. Your job, Claire, is to keep them focused on Jesus and turning to Him when they are frightened. Prepare them, Claire. Prepare them to keep vigils, to fast and pray, especially asking them to be ready to stand before the Lord. He is longing to extend salvation to so many, but because they do not really know His character, they don't trust Him. Instruct them to look at His goodness and care for them. He created this beautiful earth just for them and has visited them with many graces throughout their lives. When they see a giggle manifest on a baby's face, that is His goodness touching them in their hearts. All the earth and everything in it were created from love to shower upon mankind beauty and blessings. Even when they sin, He still loves them and looks with compassion upon their misgivings of gain from doing what is wrong. He is a good Father and has created so much in this world for people to enjoy. It is not His fault that things are abused, taken advantage of, and destroyed by Satan out of jealousy and hatred for human beings. Try to appeal to their knowledge of God's tenderness, how He took so much time to form the petals on each flower, and how tastefully He arranged the stamens with pollen to feed the bees and pollinate future generations of flowers. So much forethought went into the delicate shades of pink that fade to lavender and white in each flower petal. He did that for your enjoyment, Claire. This priceless bouquet of flowers you have picked was thought of long before you were even born, and its purpose was decided to bring you joy in a time of darkness. Do you see, mankind, how incredibly attentive He is to even the littlest of our joys? This is truly the Father. He is truly your Creator, and never can you comprehend how concerned He is for your welfare, especially in trials. Many times you miss His little gifts. Perhaps it's a word on a license plate or a billboard, or a deer trotting through the forest, or the wonder of married love. In all things, His glory shows forth. It is only the abuse and misuse of Satan and his fallen angels that is responsible for the destruction, the brokenness, and the woes of mankind. Father God had nothing to do with that. All the pain, death and dying you experience in your world is the result of the fallen angels and their hatred of you and God. You see, I want to add here, the devil can't get to the Lord, but he can cause his creation to suffer. You must convince them, they continued, that God did not want this judgment to befall the earth, but the suffering of innocent children, the injustice of corrupt judges, and aggressive godless nations has got to be extinguished from the face of the earth so that Jesus may come in his glory to rebuild the kingdom. And that was the end of their message. Heart dwellers, this is a time like no other in history. The entire world is about to go through a most painful cleansing fire. Jesus is going to take his church up and out of the way. Yet some who are chosen will stay behind to help and guide, knowing they will be martyred. All of us must find our hearts on our knees and pray for the precious souls who have never met Jesus, that they will come to the loving arms of their Savior in the very last moments. And for you who live in California, I highly recommend you pack up your precious memories and get to high ground in the southwestern United States or the northwestern, but stay away from the coast and the Cascades. We have a map that was generated by the government that shows the areas that are going to suffer flooding from the changes that are coming. I'm going to make sure that that map is at the very end of this video so you can look at it and copy it. If I were in your circumstance and I knew these pulses were coming this coming week, possibly as early as Wednesday, maybe even Tuesday, these pulses are incoming 500 times to 2,500 times more powerful than the one that set off all these other volcanoes. And I've been watching quake feed and that entire fault from Alaska down to the Sandwich Islands is extremely active right now. My little buzzer goes off every few minutes to show that there's been another earthquake. They're not major. They're very small. Well, 4.5, 5.5, 6 in some places, but they are in very precise places that will impact directly the San Andreas Fault. But if I were in your shoes and I knew this was going to happen and I could do it, I would pack up my things that are really important to me and get out of that area for at least 2 or 3 weeks until the danger is past, and then maybe come back and get your things. But I would be very careful to follow the Lord in prayer and to know that he's given you his permission for you to go back and to stay gone as long as the Holy Spirit tells you to stay gone. Better that you should lose all your possessions than your lives. And I also want to mention that check your own discernment about leaving the area you're in. Check with the Lord. Use the Bible promises and even the scriptures and check with him to make sure that he wants you to leave. Excuse all the rain in the background. Anyway, the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for supporting the mission. Thank you so much. We're spreading out all over the world and different people are coming into their anointings. And we're spreading the word all over the world. Russia, Japan, China, South America, Australia. I mean, everywhere. People are responding to these messages. And I thank you so much for your continued support. The enemy hates us and is constantly attacking us. But we continue to bind him and to pray, and the Lord delivers us. Thanks be to God. God bless you, dear ones. And I just want this last word to be on your heart and minds. Our prayers can lessen the degree of these events. Our prayers touch the heart of the Father, and he showers mercy down upon his children. So much can be prevented because of your prayers. So don't stop praying. Pray especially for those who don't know him.